Well, good afternoon, everyone. Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio. With us in the studios, we have Karen Tilbury. We've had Karen on the air representing the public library before, but this is the first time we've had Karen on the air talk about the Historical Society, because she is the president of the Lac Marle County Historical Society Board. And how you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great, Maynard.
Great to have you back at the microphone again.
Yes, you know, it's kind of fun. Probably not everyone would say that, but it's kind of fun.
Really not that bad after you've done it a time or two.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about some of the things that are and are not happening out at the museum and with the Historical Society. So what do you have for us today?
Well, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to talk a little bit about what the purpose of the Historical Society is. And our purpose is to promote and pursue the discovery, collection, conservation, preservation, and dissemination of historical knowledge about Lac Parle County and its environs and their place in the history of the state of Minnesota. The society was established in 1948 and was first housed in the courthouse. And in 1971, the society built the Lac Parle County Museum to house and display the history of our county. We've had three different editions since 1971, and we operate 100% on membership fees, fundraisers, grants, and donations. And we are currently working on funding for replacement of the heating and ventilation and air conditioning components and some computers. And so, you know, us, like everyone else, has had to do some changes because of COVID. And we were closed for quite some time, but we opened for visitors on June 28th with some restrictions. We're requiring visitors to wear a face mask. We will provide one if you don't have one. Use the hand sanitizer provided at the door. Don't touch the exhibits, and limitations on the numbers of visitors. We invite everyone to come to the museum and discover our county history and be part of preserving this history by volunteering. And we have Ancestry on our computers for family research.
All right. And I know that's kind of a popular thing. A lot of people doing that these days.
Yes, it is. Well, we had a busy 2020 plan, but have had many cancellations to the COVID pandemic. But we are going to be having our annual pancake breakfast and raffle is coming up on July 26th at the VFW as part of our Heritage Day. We will be serving pancakes with syrup, sausage, juice, mixed fruit, coffee, and milk. And this is one of our biggest fundraiser events. And the proceeds will go to our heating and air conditioning needs. We are selling raffle tickets, and they are available from any of the board members and at the museum. This year, we're adding a suffragette skit, the museum open house. And we were working with you, Maynard, to try and get a movie called Iron-Jawed Angels, but so far we're not hearing too much.
Yeah, we're working on trying to get the license for it, so we'll still hope.
Mm-hmm. And this movie is about the fight, and fight it was, for women to vote. And 2020 is the 100th anniversary of the women's right to vote, so we are planning events that focus on women's vote. And one of the things that we have that is going on regarding women's vote is on July 9th was the first day that the women's suffrage traveling exhibit will be at our museum. We are fortunate to have that exhibit until the 6th of September. We had planned on marching in the July 4th parade in Madison in a replay of women's suffrage march of 1920, but that, like many other local events,
fizzled out too, so yep. Unfortunately.
Didn't happen. We had planned to be wearing clothing similar to the women marchers of that time. Okay, let's see, what else have we got here? We have three new board members that joined us in January. They are Russ Olson from the Monty Watson area, Joyce Meyer from the Marietta Gary Camby area, and Sonia Lean from Marietta. Our returning board members are me, Karen Tilbury from Marietta, Tom Nelson is from Bellingham, Ron Kester is from Madison, Gladie Hasted is from Madison, Janine Munsterman is from Madison, Ben Botham from Dawson, and Lillian Johnson from Madison. And Lillian has been our treasurer for quite some time. So we've got board members that are coming from all over the county.
Sounds like a good cross-section of the county there.
Mm-hmm. Now, June 14th was to have been the return for the popular mystery at the museum written by Jeannie Munsterman, but has been postponed to 2021. And this mystery is from Garfield Township in 1886. Andrew Gilberg has died. Did his wife poison him, or did he die of natural causes? You decide. There will be only 100 tickets sold for this popular event, so don't wait until the last minute to get your tickets. However, I don't think you have to worry about getting tickets quite in 2020 for 2021.
Maybe not quite yet.
Pretty soon.
But be thinking about it. It'll be here before you know it.
Yes, yes. The tickets are $15, and if you're a board, or if you are a historical member, the tickets are $12, which is one of the benefits of a yearly membership. And of course, at this time, it's a year away. We haven't set a menu yet. The newsletter will soon be mailed to members if you are a member of the Historical Society, and we'd prefer to have the newsletter by email. Please call the museum at 598-7678. And we are working on a possible veterans event sometime in the fall. We hope to have our volunteer brunch in November. But, you know, everything depends upon what's going to happen with the pandemic.
That's right. Things change every day, it seems like, with that. So.
And what the governor may decide that we need to do coming up.
Right, as far as how many you can have in a group and all that kind of thing. So.
Yep, all of those kind of things.
And one thing, of course, we just want to put in a plug, the 150th anniversary of the county is coming up next year. And I've been helping out on that committee a little bit. We're going to be having a fundraising raffle, which will involve a beautiful commemorative Lackbarrow Valley rifle, .22, that's engraved with the courthouse and all kinds of things.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's very cool, and some other prizes. And that's one thing. And a lot of plans being made for a variety of activities throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
For the big 150th. So
yeah,
I know, listening for more on that.
I know quite a number of the people that are involved in the Historical Society are also involved.
Yep, a lot of your board members are on that committee too. Yep. So be listening for more on that.
Yep.
All right, well, a lot going on, even though there is some things that aren't going on.
Yes, some things that aren't going on. You know, it's certainly possible that you won't be able to show that movie, Iron Jawed Angels. And if anybody has a desire to see it, it's a really, really great movie. We have the DVD up to the library. So, you know, come up and ask for that DVD.
Check it out. Yeah.
We also have one called Suffrage that also deals with the fight for women's right to vote.
Okay. Well, it'd be nice if we figure out a way to get it shown at the theater, because we can use something to show over there.
Yes.
Movies are kind of few and far between right now.
Right,
so,
and
of
right.
Of course, we've got the problem with the limited capacity and all that thing in the movie business, too. So,
and who knows? Maybe if we can't get it done now, maybe later. You know, who knows?
That's right. So don't give up.
Yeah, we won't.
All right. Well, Karen, appreciate you coming in and bringing us up to date on what's going on with the Historical Society. We appreciate the work that you and everybody else does out there. It's a beautiful facility. If you haven't been out to the museum, and maybe you don't like to travel too much these days, just travel out to the museum and spend a day looking around out there, because there's plenty to see.
It really is a great place. And, you know, I had been to the museum a few times, but, of course, had no idea how much there was all it takes to keep an organization like that running. You know, we have... It's a big building. There's lots of maintenance that has to be done with it, and maintenance to some of the other things, you know, like the schoolhouse and the Bly building and the log cabin, you know. And that gets to be one of our bigger expenses there at the museum, the maintenance and the heating.
Right. And then, of course, you've got the time involved. You get a lot of new material and things coming in. You've got to kind of keep track of all that, I'm sure, and figure out where to store it. And
yes.
And keep track of what you got. Huh?
Yes. And that's part of some of the problems that we get to have, because so much of the stuff has to be stored at like a certain humidity.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, if you go to the museum, you'll walk in there and it's kind of chilly in there. And I at first did not understand why it was kept so cold until Barb, the curator, explained that we have to keep it that that temperature to keep down the humidity to help preserve a lot of the artifacts that we have there.
Right. Absolutely. Paper and everything else doesn't do well in humidity.
You bet. Lots of stuff there.
Right. All right. Well, Karen, thanks again for coming in, and good luck with all you're working on out there at the museum with the Historical Society.
Okay. Thank you very much, Maynard.
Karen Tilbury is speaking with us today here on Q92. Karen's the president of the board there for the Lac-a-Parle County Historical Society. And one thing we wanted to add about the museum is that the Churches of Lac-a-Parle County book, a beautiful book featuring the photography of Kelly Lund and all the churches in Lac-a-Parle County, will be on sale at the VFW during the Heritage Day event, and they're also for sale at the museum. Again, $20 each in those books, another fundraiser for the Lac-a-Parle County Museum and Historical Society. So check those out.